The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm back again with Father Foster. Father Foster, are you a photographer?
No.
You don't have a camera?
No, never did.
That word camera?
Well, camera is camera. You won't believe that. Camera is a vaulted ceiling. In Latin, camera is the vault. And then because the vault was on so many places in homes or buildings, it was called the room.
So what's why?
And then the camera was a closed place, you see. That's where you get the camera from.
So why do we say camera?
Because it's a closed place. The box is a little room, an enclosed room. But a lot of people don't realize that camera means the vault.
You know so much about the Romans, the way their minds worked. Do you think they would have been hooked on photography?
I don't know. It's hard to decide. I don't think they were hooked on, like, making portraits or sketches of things, boo. Maybe not.
How would you say hooked on photography?
Captari. They would have been non captabantur. Photographiae arte. The art of photography. Non captabantur. They were not being drawn in.
How would you say zooming in with your lens?
Oh, zooming in with the lens. No, quam proxime lente appropinquare.
Easy.
To approach as close as possible with your lens. Mm-hmm. What zooming means, I don't even know.
Well,
I understand, I know, but I don't know.
You talked about the fact that they didn't have portraits done.
As I recall, they just don't talk about things like that.
Well, they do in a way, because they all
I mean, they talk about pictures, famous pictures of antiquity and the Greeks and picture of Minerva, picture of Venus and this. But I don't know about
family. But they all had their portraits
about
done.
Family portraits. Who had all their... Who said that?
The emperors had this.
Who said
sculpted.
That?
Well, if you go to the museum in Rome.
Okay, it's one thing, okay, to have like a bust is one thing, if you want to call it a portrait.
Well, it is. At the time, it was the photograph of the time.
It was a photograph, okay. But, like a sketch or a click of a picture. I don't know. Maybe.
It's our way of knowing how people looked in those days. We know what the emperors looked like.
Oh, yeah, they know from the hairdo and so forth and so on, how they dressed and how they fashioned their hair. We can date them very nicely, rather easily.
Did they have concepts like that of an exhibition, do you think?
Of works? Like a museum exhibition.
Or indeed museums.
Individual putting on a show for himself.
Not necessarily for himself, but, works
the,
of
the
art.
The emperor and, might. Oh, yeah, well, certainly. Oh, yeah.
Obviously, in those days, it was only the very wealthy who...
For example, Julius Caesar, after the Gallic Wars, had a whole thing with his breastplate, his pearl thing that he wore up in Gaul, and different things from Gaul, artifacts.
So
stuff.
That was an exhibition.
Yeah, there was.
How would you say that?
Yeah,
exhibition in Latin?
But demonstratio, exhibitio, that was all right. But I mean, to have an individual artist, maybe.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.